Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Yet another Monday, man. It's another blessed Monday. And I'm back from vacation. Boo-ho. But I'm not going to take it like that. I'm happy to be back on the air. I needed to take this vacation time, you know, to do my thing, for relaxing, taking my kids out. But it's, you know, grind, morning, up and grind. Not that I ever stop anyway, even on vacation, but that's another story for another day. How's everybody feeling? Call me up, 347-826-7722. Let me know where you at and what you're doing this Motivational Monday. If you woke up in a bad mood or you're just not feeling it, you know, just be blessed that you open your eyes. And you was able to experience last night the super moon. Who didn't see the super moon yesterday? Call me up. If you have a picture, make sure you post it. Follow me on all the social networks. And if you can't do that, the simple thing is Google me. I'm Googleable. Just type in my name, Emma E2K. Type in Lush Radio Online, and you'll find out everything that we're doing all the time. We're here, baby. We're working over here, okay? In case you didn't know. Wake up, man. Time to rise and grind. What are you doing today? No, what are you doing? Where are you focused at? I'm focused, baby. I'm already day 29. Woo! The glute challenge is on. Wake up, everybody. What about you, Monday?
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser. I didn't know I was lost. Oh, 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 oh. Tried carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. I hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. I wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. But life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm I was finding myself and I didn't know.
peace and blessings. This Bahamut Dia, God's elected anointed queen of hip-hop, letting you know you are now listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays. Get inspired.
Get inspired. Get motivated. Call someone up and cause a smile on their face. Spread the love and the peace, man. Motivational Monday, that's what it's about. It's not about moaning, about, oh, my God, we're back to work. Man, be grateful that you are back to work and have a job. You know how many people out there are looking for work and don't have? You know, we have to start really being more positive in our lives. You know, everybody's always boo-hooing about what they don't have or about what they can't get, you know, but they don't see what they already have, you know, how fortunate they are and blessed that they're able to eat every day. There's some people, you know, in other countries that are not that fortunate. And we take things for granted. We take a lot of things for granted, you know, our freedom, you know, the fact that we're able to have that freedom to go wherever we want and do whatever we want and eat whatever we want. And not a lot of people have that, you know, in other countries and that are going through war and, you know, just through worse stuff than you. So just remember always when you think you're having a bad day, there's someone having an even worse off day. So not so you can feel better about it, just so you can understand. You know what I'm saying? Things are really not that serious if you put things in perspective. So it first starts with you, you know, with that person in the mirror. So take a look.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference, gonna make it right. And as I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
like being independent. Not so much of an investment. No one to tell me what to do. I like being by myself. Don't gotta entertain anybody else. No one to answer to. But sometimes I just want somebody to hold. Someone to give me the jacket when it's cold. Got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand. Pick me up, pull me close, be my man. I will love you till the end. Know if you're out there. To shut people out, I like my space, yeah, yeah. But I'd love to have a soulmate, and God will give them to me someday. When it's cold, got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand. Pick me up, pull me close, be my man. I will love you till the end. So if you're out there,
everybody follow me on the Instagram. Make sure you keep following me at EmmaE2K. Follow me on all the social networks at EmmaE2K. Follow Lush Radio online. Follow us. We'll follow you. Twitter, you know, any social network, we're on it. You know, we stay heavy marketing and promoting. Shout out to all the street queens doing their thing. Shout out to all the queen sisters that are out there on the grind daily. I see you. I always see you. So don't forget, you know, we're focused, man. We have a mission, and we need to spread all this good vibe and get good positive energy with everything that's happening in this world. If y'all not looking on Facebook lately, not lately, it's been happening, but now I think lately a little more. There's videos of little girls, I mean, little baby girls, our little princesses that are being put out there to dance as if they're grown. If you're a mother that thinks this is cute, it's not, sweetie. Let me let you know that's child porn. Don't be having your little girl, your 4, 5, 6, 7 little girl doing positions of grown women, you know, preparing her already for the pole. That's crazy. You know what I mean? If anything, give her a book. If you know how to do anything else, give her a book. Teach her to read. You know, teach her self-value. You know, tell her how beautiful she is. Let her know that she's a princess in waiting to be a queen. You know, shaking her back end is not going to, you know, get her much. It doesn't, you know, just because you can shake your back end, there's millions of ones that can do the same thing. So you're fighting for something that thousands are doing instead of being unique and separating yourself from the rest. You know what I mean? So mothers and fathers, you know, you bring these children to the world, you know, we need to protect them, not to have them, not to film them and post them on YouTube or Worldstar, you know, doing stuff that grown people do. It's just disgusting. So again, if you're a parent that does that, that videotapes your child, your babies, doing stuff that grown up people do, let them be kids, man. Stop robbing them from their childhood. Because that's what you're really doing. And those little girls that are doing, you know, things that grown women do in strip clubs, that's called child porn. There's so many pedophiles and so many sick people out here, and you're putting those videos for their entertainment and their enjoyment. It's crazy, man. We need to make a change. We need to report it, man. Because I've taken a lot of videos down, reporting them. I don't care. I'm reporting them. I'm trying to save a child. I'm going to my phone lines, man. 347. Good morning, y'all, with MAE2K. Peace.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Peace and blessings. Who's this?
This is Ruthie. What do you mean, who's this?
Ruthie. What up, doctor?
Hi. BX is in the house. How you doing, honey?
Oh, BX always represents for me, man.
All the time.
I'm doing good. Definitely. How are you doing this lovely Monday morning, sis?
Well, you know, I gotta feel blessed. Even though I got a cast, I fell and I sprained a bad ankle, but I'm all right. You know, I'm alive, I'm breathing, I'm sitting on my bed listening to the word. But I said, oh, wow, it's Monday. Emma, wait a second, let me, you know, listen in. I can't forget that.
I appreciate
that, right?
You.
I'm at work, yeah, I'm at work, man, thank God. One of the you talking about these videos and these young ladies that being exploited, you know, in the world to what, you know, is not appropriate. Also, even the song, you know, like when you have them watching the same thing that you're watching. You know, I remember raising my daughter; she's 17 now, Skyland, and it's like, there were certain things that she was not allowed to even watch. There was a lot of things that she was not allowed to even watch. There was conversations that she was not allowed to even listen to. When it was adults, you had to leave, you know, and I think that's basic, you know, like a child needs to be a child and let them do children things, give them fundamental things, like you said, books, you know, give them, you know, let them allow to watch, you know, Nickelodeon and all this kind of educational stuff, you know, because it's easy to fall into the... Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
Once you teach them, like, you start teaching them from young, you know, people, that stays instilled in them. My daughter's 15. The other day, my brother put on a movie, and it said sexual content in the thing, you know, say, you know, this movie has sexual content. My daughter got up and went to the room. And my brother was like, what happened? She don't want to watch the movie? She don't want to watch the movie? And I was like, I don't know. So I went and I asked her, what happened? She said, no, Ma, it said it has sexual content, and I know that you don't let me watch that.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, thank you, Lord. Like, thank you, Lord. And that's what I'm talking about. Instilling that so much in them that they already know. It's like they're okay. They already learn to react to things. They already know how to battle that in case, you know, they get pressured off. So what? I watch it. Yeah, but you do that, but I don't do that, you know?
And also, you know, our upbringing, you know, how we was raised just as well. We saw things that, you know, and we was told not to talk about it, you know, sweep things under the rug or things were taken care of, our parents, you know, like, a lot of people have different backgrounds and how they were raised or whatever, you know, and like today it's like so open. Today it's like, you know, my mom was like, well, I wasn't, we never been exploited to none of that, you know. I'm adult, she just gave us that look. We already knew we had to turn around and leave out the room. Like, we couldn't be around none of that. Now today you practically begging the kid, like, get the F out. Like, you know, you get so, like, get out. Like, what you doing? Why are you arguing with a little girl or a boy? Why are you, all you have to do is Tisha even already know you don't even belong here. Today you really arguing with a child can't be where you standing at. And that's what I don't understand. Stop being friends, man. You're not the friends. You're a parent.
Yeah.
And a parent
I was just going to touch on that. As you know what it is? It's, you know, the generation of kids, you know, having kids. So they know no parenting, you know. So what they know is, okay, there's another person and we're going to be cool. This is my friend and I can dress up this little baby as cute and make it look like a little man or a little girl, a little woman, you know, a little lady.
Mm-hmm.
And so we lose that. The parenting stuff where you're the parent and now you have the child, you lose that because you're so concentrating on, oh, I'm losing, you know, I want to still live my childhood. Your childhood was gone when you had this baby. Nobody told you. Start having kids, all that. Rap. It's a rap. But they still want to still hold on. Still want to go out. You still want to club. Sweetie, you should have thought about that when you had to make the decision that you was bringing another person into this world. That's your responsibility. And nobody can feel sorry for you on that. I don't feel sorry for girls that make the decision of having children and then want to complain about it. You made the decision. You know, every decision has its consequences, whether good or bad. So you will have to learn to deal with it. I mean, you know, that's a part of growing up. Why you want to play a child now? Oh, but I can't go out. Too bad. Too bad.
And you know what? So don't complain. You know, because they're going to grow. They're going to grow. They answer you back now. They're going to get older. And you're going to get mad when they really, and then you start complaining, like, oh, you know, I'm the one who did everything for you. I'm the one, and now they're 21, 18 years old, not even, let's just say younger, 16 years old. They think they're already too grown, and now they want to really, like, violate. You crazy? I will split you in half. You know, I mean, let me say something. There's two things, man. There's one thing I say, you know, and I love my pastor because even my pastor says, he goes, there's two things. There's child abuse and then there's a discipline. You could whip your child's ass. Let's be real. It's something about being abusive and then there's something about being disciplined. And let me tell you,
right.
I'm going to bust you in your head if you think that you're going to stand over me and tell me and I'm going to bow down to you. I'm going to respect you as a person.
I'm going to knock you so fast that the cameras ain't catching me.
Yo,
okay? I'm going
to
do so fast the cameras ain't catching me.
Listen, you don't go back to the Roman days. Don't play with me. You're going to know who Jesus is now.
You're going to learn today.
All right. But, you know, because I work for OBGYN, you know, and you already know that. And you know, being an HIV counselor and seeing these young women, and then they'll have like they're 7 months pregnant. They'll come into my office to get their second, and then they bring like two or one more kid with them, and that kid is just bonkers. And I got a panic button, right? These little kids want to, I got to put tape on my, you know, because I'll be like, no, don't touch that. So what I have to do is now get them to give them a little piece of paper and a pencil so they can get entertained while I do my intervention, because the mother can't even do that, because the mother's not taught or doesn't know how to control. So I show her how easy. Look, I'll be like, look, let me just show you something. Don't scream. Don't yell at the child. Let me just show you what you do.
Right.
I'll be like, come here, honey. And they look at me like, oh, wow, you know, but you got to, it's patience, man. Patience is a virtue. And one of the things about patience that you don't, but if you teach them all the wrong things and for them to listen to all the wrong things, I'm not saying that, hey, you can listen to rap. They got all that whatever, and they downgrade and be great people and all this other stuff. Listen, that's all entertainment or whatever. But all I say is, man, if this is how you want your child to talk, then that's what they're going to talk like. Don't complain when they turn around and rap to you.
Right, right. Or use part, you know, little slits or parts of the song or sentence.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And you're looking at
now
them.
Now they think, yeah, yeah. Or they think that they're in the video.
Like, mm-hmm.
Or they think they're doing a freaking video. They talk about the gangster, mm-hmm. or they want to be one of them chicks up in there. They don't know what these mm-hmm. people are doing or what they do to get there. I'm not trying to downgrade them. But, these, you know,
the
at the end of the day,
the
too young to even understand it.
Yes. The saddest part that I see these videos and you got these little girls, they're like 3-4 years old. And girl, they are popping it harder than me. Like how is
yo,
that?
Girl,
you just only
yeah, I think I'll break my back.
I've been here, you know, I'm not gonna disclose my age, but I've been here 25 years. Don't judge me. I've been here 25 years and I can't pop it like that. Like you said me is like How much practice you have to be doing to learn how to do that, you know, so effectively? It's crazy. And then, you know, you got everybody cheering you on. So what do you learn? Oh, that what I'm doing, you know, this is what I'm doing is right. It's not even the child's fault, man. It's the adults
it's
that are around them. It's
disgusting.
Disgusting, because that's not cute. That's not cute at all. For the parents that think that that's cute, videotaping your damn daughter like she's sliding up and down a pole or whatever, spreading eagle, and you know, and you, because you want to get 1,000 likes, man, get 1,000 likes while you up and down the pole, you know, not your
yeah,
child, like
see.
Not your like it's
let's
crazy,
you
it's crazy. I be reporting
you want
them.
Your stretch mark and your cellulite slide down that damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Your injected butt and all that other stuff slide down that pole. Don't put your child don't understand nothing about
There's pedophiles out here, like, it's correct, like, the pedophiles don't have to even come to your door, your house anymore. They just wait for you to upload
that's
videos, true. And they
because
go off on that,
don't.
Like, are
oh,
you serious?
On,
like,
boss, man.
You're
it's
making
sick,
it easy
man.
For them. It's just disgusting. It's just disgusting. And, you know, I don't support it, and don't,
fine,
I'm
man.
Begging all those
I
that
don't
support it, report it, man.
You know how when they say, oh, I'd rather my child do it in my house than do it somewhere out in the street. And then, no.
Yeah, another wrong thing.
This thing, I'd rather them do what they got to do out there. They think they're grown and pay the freaking consequences, whatever it is. All I could do is
mm-hmm.
keep doing prayer. You see, once you hit a certain age, I'm going to keep doing prayer, but I'm going to always be your mother. And I'm going to tell you, whether you like me or not, it don't matter. I'm going to love you unconditionally because God gave me a blessing to birth you. But you no longer mine no more in the sense of when you start making these choices that you know that I ain't raised you to be this way, I try to protect you from this, and I told you the truth, but now you think that you, okay, fine, be there, but you still got to pay for it because we all reap what we sow. So if we
absolutely.
Keep our heart that's destructive at the end of the day, that's what you're going to get. And these little ones see what we do. And, you know, some
mm-hmm.
of us don't even have to because we don't even have to show them. When we turn our back, they flick in the channels or they listening to stuff that, you know, and now we're like, where the hell you get this from? You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's crazy.
Teaching by example.
Know?
We got to learn how to teach by example and definitely always teach.
Right.
You know, every decision has its consequences, good or bad. So when you make a decision, when you think you've grown enough to make a decision, just know that you're going to have to deal with the consequences after that, whether it's good or bad. You're going to have to learn. Not,
right.
You know, it comes a point in time you can't protect your kids anymore when they get to a certain age. But when they're
that's
little
right.
and they have no, you know,
yes.
They're being dependent on us to teach them right or wrong, and we're doing this, coercing them and acting like grown people. I think that
mm-hmm.
is just sick. I think that's just sick. And the parents should be some type of reprimand. I don't know, prison, something, remove them kids from the home because that's just abuse. That's just as abusive as them slapping them in the face because they're recording that. These kids are going to grow up and maybe she wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer or a nun. And you got her 2-3 years old on video on freaking YouTube, you know, wagging her tail. Like, are you know what I'm saying? Like, wow. Wow. Not even give her a chance
work.
In life.
Yeah,
like,
that's,
wow.
That's work only makes a person, and it could be a woman too. Let me tell you something. because I say the spiritual sick mind is just sick. You know, it could be woman, man, even another child looking at it and getting, you know, these young kids, even the boys, they have this boy, this little boy on YouTube. Everybody was, and they sent it to me, and I'm looking at this like, what the wheezy? He's just going popping on and on the wall or something. I'm like, what? I'm like, yo, like, oh, my God, like, this is crazy. Like, this is
crazy.
Kid, it's like he's humping the wall or something. He's doing something there. He's doing something. I think it was in Spanish. I don't know, whatever, but I just, like.
And, yeah, and that's another thing. Why got to be my Latin people? You know, hello?
You know?
¿Dónde está la cabeza? ¿Por cabeza? Shit. Why it gotta be the Latin people? Like, all these videos I've seen, if it ain't from Brazil, if it ain't from, but they're speaking Spanish, I'm like, here we go again. Like, seriously? Come on now.
Come on.
My Latin pride is starting to fade. Like, hello? Come on now. Let's get it together here. Yeah. Come on. Even as much prey as it is, come on. Somebody gotta get it. Like, seriously? Like, come, we can't, no. How we are able to see the bigger picture here, this is wrong, and everybody else think it's cute and laughable. It's like, oh, did you see that she can do? That's not cute. I don't find it cute at all.
In fact, it upsets me because I raised my kids, you know, and I raised my daughter. She's my only girl, man. And I remember we were tomboys, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I raised my daughter, like, not to lie. I'll be like, oh, man. And then the body that she has is like, you crazy? Like, I mean, 9 years old, and, you know, she always has a nice, you know, always updated stuff or whatever. But the pants, I always had struggles with the pants because, you know, the way they would fit.
And now the clothes are to them. That's another thing. Listen, the skinny jeans, you can't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Not everything skinny and tight. It's like,
oh,
seriously,
even spandex. Listen, I see little baby girls with spandex and with bodies.
Everything skinny or extra skinny. Listen, my body is not even medium skinny, okay? You can't even use the word skinny. I need something roomy and stretchy. Roomy and stretchy and sexy. Hello.
I gotta go into music,
sis. Can you hang with me?
We'll come back
to this discussion.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm here.
All right. That's peace. I'm gonna play this song for you.
All right, baby.
Remember the day, yes, I gave my heart to you, Lord.
going to question if God is really on your side. And the reason why you're questioning it is because of the simple fact it seems like the devil is hitting you with everything that he can possibly throw at you. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future. And he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Your word is true.
Because you have to definitely believe that there is a higher power, man, for real, whether it be God, Allah, however it is that you call him, the higher force, you know, everyone definitely believes in that, whether we disagree or, you know, or have a thousand names for the higher power, it's still a higher power. So, you know, blessings to that, peace and blessings to everybody believing in the higher power, by whatever name you call him, as long as you acknowledge the higher power, I think, you know, I think we'll be good, man. Prayer changes things. A quick little commercial. E2K Worldwide LLC will be sponsoring for the women in Tampa and Orlando. There'll be a networking event happening. I believe one is in September, one is in October. You can find out if you want to sponsor this event or attend this event. Please make sure you email e2kworldwidellc@gmail.com for further information, whether it be sponsoring or attending. Again, it's going to be all for women. It's a women business networking event. So make sure you email e2kworldwidellc@gmail.com for further information, whether it be for sponsoring or attending.
And then, you know, I guess you get an email back with all the rest of the information. So I'm going to be there attending. I look forward to seeing any of the ladies. Again, we're covering the Tampa and Orlando area, Plant City, Dover, Lakeland. So those areas, please come out and, you know, let's get this network going, man. That's what it's all about, one supporting another, so we can be able to create a bigger goal. I'm going back to my phone lines. Dr. Roof, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here, baby.
Peace and blessings for that. Peace and blessings for that. So, yeah, so before I went on to music, we were, you know, very heavily into the topic of what's going on in these social networks. It's not just Facebook. You know, it's like YouTube, and it's I'm not even gonna go there with WorldStar, but it's just everywhere where people are not, I don't know if they don't understand, or I don't know with what eyes are they seeing, you know, these videos with these young girls, and when I say young, I mean are babies, because they're like younger than 6 years old or something like that, or around that age. And it's just disgusting to have them, you know, shaking their booty or whatever. Like, listen, you're in a party and the kids want to dance and, you know, and they see the video because you can't help it and they want to imitate. That's different that they're doing it and they do it there in front of you. You know, you're the parent, you're there. But to videotape it and upload it to social networks where you have all these pedophiles and all these sick people that will get, you know, will seek sexual pleasure out of that, that's where I draw the line. You know what I mean? Like, what you do in your personal home, that's your business. You want to have to, you know, your daughter's dance up away, listen, that's your business. But why you have to share it with the rest of the sick people out there? That's where, you know what I'm saying? I think that's where the line is drawn. You know, nobody's telling you what to do or how to be with your child or whatever. That's really, you know, people's preference on what you want to let your kid listen to or whatever. But when it comes to things like that, I just think that you have to draw the line. Don't videotape. Why are you videotaping your child and then uploading it to social network where you know this is going to, you know what, because you want 1,000 likes or you want 1,000,000 likes.
But you didn't get $1 million.
At the expense of...
What are they looking forward for? Like a video, a clip of video? Like, oh, you know, they want to be noticed, you know, like Justin Bieber, like whatever his name is. Like, I mean,
but
is that
Justin
what they're looking for?
Was pumping his
hips
to get noticed.
He was exactly. But you see, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for something, you know, to, all right, well, you know what, put them in drama, acting, and you know, teach them the main basic thing, man, education. Educate them about their history, you know. Educate them about, you know, like I was doing my stepson's granddaughter, her ABCs, you know. It's like, okay, recognize. She's 4 years old. Recognize these things. You know, you don't need this.
Right.
Because if you quick to learn a song, you quick to learn this right here.
Right. The conversations in kindergarten shouldn't be, oh, I seen your video on YouTube yesterday. Like,
you know,
not in kindergarten.
No, that is crazy.
Come on. That should not be the conversation in kindergarten or preschool where you're a head start. You're talking about, oh, I seen you in the... Come on, people. Seriously, like, come on.
You got to be kidding.
Come on.
And you know what? Sometimes a pedophile is not even in the world. I mean, in the outside. Sometimes it'd be in your own home.
Yeah.
It could
be
a family
member.
You know what I'm saying? And you may think that, oh, this is the closest thing to me. No, not my best friend. Not my uncle. Not my father. Not her father. Or not. Come on, man. Yeah. You really need to look at what's really going on in this world.
Yeah, and you're putting them in a different light, in a different light where they can see them in a different light. No, they should always see them as who they are, and those are children. They are children. And when you do that, it's child porn. My Latin people, I got to directly talk to y'all because y'all are the ones that are bugging out.
with this. Like, it's crazy.
You're violating them without them even having an option. They thinking this is
a normal thing.
You're violating them. That's basically what it is. Some people may get offended.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry.
Too bad.
I'm a mother and I speak. It is what it is. You violating them.
Listen, we're the voice of the people, man. We're the voice. We're the voice of the people. Right now, I'm going to be the voice of the children. And so what? If y'all get offended, if y'all mothers get offended or whatever, I really don't care. I just want you to pay heed to what we're saying and pay attention. And the next time you want to pull out your phone to, you know, to record your child doing adult
things. Think about
things
that
because
dude that's looking at it. Yeah, think about that dude. Before you do that, think about that guy, that man or person or whatever that's probably sitting there watching your child and they have their hands in between their legs just coming off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you should think about instead of thinking, oh, que linda, oh, she's so cute. Oh, go ahead, go, girl. Go ahead, mama. Go ahead, do it. No, sorry. That's not cute.
Yeah, it's
man.
Crazy.
It isn't. You know, that's that.
It's
and
definitely
it
crazy.
But
I just, you know, again, keep let's keep it in prayer. This is going to, you know, unfortunately, this is going to keep going. But I think that if we keep talking about it, if we keep, you know, coming together, reporting these videos and, you know, showing people, no, it's not cute, it's not funny, I'm not going to engage in it. I think at least we can dim it down. We're never going to stop negative stuff happening.
Of course not.
No, the devil works harder than we do. You know what I mean? So
right.
He's always out there. He's always out there exploiting and trying to find a way to come into people's homes and just, you know, destroy everything. So if
what?
You
we have authority.
We
was given authority to step on that right there. Because the devil is a liar, and at the end of the day, we was given authority to say, you know what, now I don't have to be part of this right here. You understand? We have options, and people feel like, oh, nah, we have an option. You know, just choose the right. It ain't always going to be right. When you think something is right, it's not really right. You know, be wise about your choices that you make, especially with your children. You know, I really don't care. Like, the honest truth, I really don't care. Like I said earlier, who takes offense to this? You know, oh, well, that's my child, whatever I want or whatever. All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But when that child gets older or hits a middle age, not even a freaking, they won't even be 16. They already want to be in the video. They already want to wear those little two-piece bikini with the thing and you think that they're cute in their bodies. Because today, what they eating, their bodies is bonkers. I'll be like, I was flat-chested at 11. You see what I'm saying? Like, what the hell? You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, no, they got steroids in them burgers.
They
got steroids in them burgers now.
But anyway, we can't change the world. We can only keep them in prayer and continue doing what we have to do with ours.
Yeah,
And
try to change our surroundings. We can change the world one person at a time. I'm not gonna have my baby niece at 2 or 3 years old grinding and videotaping and put on YouTube.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Facebook. I'm not gonna do that. And if I see anybody filming that, I'll be like, you're not doing that.
That's right.
Like, no,
nah,
no.
Nah,
you know, so
that's
all
right.
I can control is my surrounding, and everybody has to control theirs. And if we
that's
keep
right.
doing that, then, yeah, can make a difference, and we definitely can make a change. I got 3 minutes to the show, so I'm going to go say my final. I love you, too. Thank you for supporting me always, sis. And, I'm sending a lot of prayers, a lot of healing, because, so you can be able to run over here to come and chill with me again.
No, I'm going out there. Yeah, I'm going to go out there. I got to go out there.
That's what's up. Have a good day and a very productive week.
This time I am going to get turned up because
Motivational Monday.
Not commit to Athens.
I love you, sis.
I love you, sis.
Too, thank
girl.
You. Have a good day.
God bless you, man.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Man, yeah, it was definitely an interesting topic, you know, Motivational Mondays. We stay motivated, but I just felt that was a topic we needed to touch real quick because it's just getting crazy. It's just getting too crazy. And we have the control, people. We can either support that and watch them, or we can report them, man, and get them on out of here, because that's not where we want to be. That's not how we want to see our, you know, our children portrayed. And it's up to us. It's up to us. It's up to nobody else. So thank you. I'm back. It's another blessed Monday. See you next Monday. Take care, peace, and love to all my queen sisters. Belated happy birthday to Yvette, even though I already celebrated with her. Shout out to JC. Shout out to Carmen. Shout out to Jolie. You know, all the queen sisters that I've been seeing the last past week. But I'm back on. Don't forget to call 347-826-7722. We're here next week. Check out the website, www.lushradioonline.com or emmae2k.com. And you can be able to listen to this show or any other back shows, all right? Peace and blessings, man. Stay protecting them kids.
Niggas are with her on the bed with a bunch of naked guys.
For no reason.
I put it down for a brother like you. Give it to you right in the car, that's you. We can first kiss, but it's that you. And you're all out loving that J-Love true.
Hold up, I can get your gun off. Pull your trigger, go and get your gun off. On my time, my head up top. Put a pin in it, now I'm ready, let it rock. Keep it number one, that's easy mathematics. Keep it number one, baby, ain't no static. Got the hourglass for you, baby, look at these legs. No brakes, go green, no red. If you wanna kill the body, gotta start with the head. Put it on you, I'ma need about 4 or 5 beds. Cause I love my puppy. I didn't see it, but I see it now. Think I love you, and I need you now. Ain't had nothing like you in a while. I love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. Yeah, that's my puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I'll be down for a brother like you. True.
All day, 24 hours. Feeling like I'm woman when it's crowded. If you wanna hear your name, I shout it. Boy, you the shit. Go and take a power shower. And I'm feeling like it's me and you, I don't doubt it. You can drop it how you want, I ain't trying to count mileage. I'm loving me some you. Started from the bottom, baby, then we went roof. Cause I love my puppy. I didn't see it, but I see it now. Think I love you, and I need you now. I love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. Yeah, that's my puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. Yeah, that's my puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy.
I love you, mommy. I love you, mommy. Baby, you the shit. I love you, mommy. Huh? Shorty got me catching feelings. And that race drop, reaching for the ceiling. South Bronx, Cedar Burn, just overseas. Take the pins out of here, drop to her knees. Oh my, I'ma dine like oh my. Speed it up, slow my, throw it back, throw my. Rock Gators like my Detroit plays. You can hate the lovers, you can love the haters, huh? From the bottom, it been real. From the bottom, shorty been trill. And even though we made it to the top, still J-Lo from Duck the Block. I love you, mommy. I love you, mommy. Baby, you the shit. I love you, mommy.
I think I love just who you are. We haven't grown apart. This is just the start. Where life begins on the way to the end. And we started as friends. Boy, I do love.
I love you, puppy. I love you, puppy. Montana
from the block.
Puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy. Yeah, that's my puppy. I love you, love you, love you, puppy.